Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac with that Hurt Feelings Report. All right, man, today is Friday, June 14th. Now it's 5:35 a.m., man. Woo! 2021, man. We halfway there, man. We halfway there, man. It's almost Christmas, right? Oh, man. So, first, I gotta give all the praises to the higher being for keeping me motivated, keeping me focused, man. Keeping me plugged in. Just keeping me going, man. Cause I can't lie, man. Without the higher being in my corner, I don't know where I'd be, man. Believe me. I can't lie. Some days I do get unplugged, man. But I have to find that card and plug myself back in, because man, dealing in this realm without the higher being, positive energy, oh man, I'd be lost, man. I'm glad I discovered it, man. Look, life is good. Also, I gotta thank all my listeners who faithfully come and listen to this podcast, man. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Without y'all, it would be no Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report, man. Thanks for everybody that donated too, man. Thank you. Check me out on Facebook, Johnny McGee, Instagram, JMac141, and you can go over to the YouTube channel, the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report. Man, just thank you, man. Hey, just spread the word, man. Like I said, man, I try to give all the free game I can. I put on Facebook that I needed a topic to talk about on the podcast, man. Look, thanks everybody that mentioned a topic. Thank y'all. Thank you. But hey, man, this one here, I don't know if y'all been following this guy, Kwame Brown, man. Man, I'm glad his platform is growing, because it's needed, like, at a time right now, because the media, you know, they will blast a black man so much, and they will fucking kill his character, kill his credibility, just beat him down. And nobody goes after these dudes and say anything. But with Kwame Brown, I knew nothing about Kwame Brown, right? Anybody know me know I'm not a basketball head. I'm not a baseball head. I'm not even really old. I can look at football. If a sport is on and it's football, I'll look at that. But all that stuff, I really don't follow it. You know, I mean, if I'm sitting down somewhere in the zone, I may have it on. But so Kwame Brown played for Mike. He played with Michael Jordan. He said Michael Jordan used to dog the shit out of him. And he said, man, no kid at that age, at, I think he was like 18 years old, should have to go through the abuse that he went through. But he managed to buy his mom a house, managed to play 12 years in the NBA and made some money. And he, from what I'm gathering, he's still doing a lot to actually help the black community out. So big shout out to Kwame Brown. And you'll probably never hear this podcast, but hey, if you do, man, I appreciate what you're doing. And he's going after all these guys that talk shit about the underdog, in which he was the underdog, right? Like Stephen A. Smith, you know, said his name wrong and always said his name wrong. Charlamagne the God had something to say about him. A couple of NBA players called him a bust. You know, who else? And he went, he like anybody that done said something about him, he coming back at him, and his platform is growing, man. And hey, man, I salute that. And in my case, in my scenario, you know, like for me, I guess if you've been on a podcast, you know I'm a Black Republican, right? And being a Black Republican, you know, I voted for Trump 2 times. And both times that I voted for him because I want to see America go in another direction. I want Americans to be able to have good paying jobs. I want Black people to do good in America. I want Black people to own homes. I want Black people to own businesses. I want Black people to be superpowers, right? I love being Black. I love Black people, right? But sometimes we get the short end of the stick. And a lot of times that short end comes from Black people. So me, I posted something a couple of days ago about what Joe Biden said. He was like, Black entrepreneurs can be just as good as white entrepreneurs, but Black entrepreneurs don't have lawyers and accountants and all this other shit. And I'm like, why does this dude always do this dumb shit, right? And I posted it. So another Black guy that I know, he was over a security of a detail I used to work. And he called me ignorant. He said, you sound like an ignorant Trump supporter by saying that. So I had to do my research on ignorant, right? Me being ignorant. I had to do my research on me being ignorant. I said, all right, cool. So let me see. Johnny McGee grew up in a 1-bedroom house, right? Now he has 4 properties. Johnny McGee has multiple cars. Johnny McGee has a degree. Johnny McGee did 20 years of military service. Johnny McGee has a nice job, a nice career, right? Johnny McGee is a full-time father to all his kids, right? And I had to think of ignorant when he said this, right? And I had to, and me, because I wasn't really charged up in a higher being positive energy. I wasn't. So I called him a clown and I put some clown emojis and that shut him up for that time being. And did I want to do that? No, I didn't. But if we're grown ass men, right? Grown men, right? Just because I don't have the same political belief that you do, and then you come on my page attacking me, I should have a right to do whatever I want, right? I should. But you can DM me, right? So we won't have to put this on full blast, because sometimes I'm not gonna lie, I'm human, so sometimes I forget, you know, like, hey Johnny, don't stoop to their level. If you won't, just delete them. Because I had to delete one guy because he just was like a pain in my ass, right? He's just a pain in my ass, I'm not gonna lie. And we wasn't accomplishing anything, you know. Like, at a certain point, I'm about to be 45, and like, my circle is small, right? I have limited friends. I have limited people that I communicate with daily, right? Because we are on different paths in life. You know, you're gonna usually communicate with people that's going the same direction you're going, right? Because the communication level is easier. If you got somebody going up to the top floor and y'all on the elevator together, and y'all going to the top floor, y'all gonna talk going up. And then once y'all get off the elevator, if y'all get off on the same floor, y'all going to continue the conversation. And a person that's going down, you may talk to them while y'all on the elevator, but what, y'all going to get off. And they going their way and you going your way. So, bam. And I had to delete the guy because, like I said, we was going a different direction. Like with this other guy, I could delete him too. Yeah, but if he continue to be a little peasant troll, I will delete him, because at this stage in my life, man, I'm not about to go back and forth with you. If you haven't contributed anything to my success or my growth, I'm just not gonna, you know, fuck with you. But hey, and it's just crazy to me that they call me all these other names and, oh, you're a cult follower, this, and this. But this dude is like basically telling us that we're dumb, and it's not the first time that he said this shit about Black people, like with IDs, like we couldn't find out how to get the COVID shot. Like, how do you say this dumb shit to us? And nobody checking behind it. Nobody checks it. No Black person is checking this dude behind it, except for people on the other side of the aisle. People on that side of the aisle are kissing this dude's feet. Like, no, fuck no. I'm not kissing his feet. I'm not. Just like when the shoe was on the other foot, y'all wasn't kissing Trump feet. And I didn't expect y'all to. I expected y'all to, you know, hit him with everything that y'all had if he said something stupid. And I can admit that he did say a bunch of stupid shit. And when he said something stupid, I was like, hey, man, fuck, you right. But these motherfuckers don't say, hey, bro, look, that was just stupid what he said, huh? Oh, no, that was good. That was all right what he said. You know, hey, we don't. I like, man, look, fuck you. I'm going, bro. I had a lawyer, like, because I pay for a lawyer with my funds for work. Accountant, my wife communicates with an accountant for her business. Like, dude, and it's just killing my wife. She's a small business owner. It's like, come on, man. Why did you say this shit? It's always got to be black and white, right? If you want us to do black and white, let's do this. Let's say, hey, man, we're going to give fucking black people they do just and pay them, right? And I'm not talking about a cash payment. Fuck cash, because cash runs out. Motherfucker, we want the generational wealth. When the race started, we was left behind. We wanted, if we're going to catch up, you're going to have to give us land. You're going to have to give us the fucking land. You're going to have to not tax us for fucking 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. We don't want to pay taxes. But that's a conversation motherfuckers don't want to have, right? They don't want to have it. Me, I have the formula, so I know I'm not going to get anything. But there's a lot of people that don't have the formula that need these special things put in place for them. But hey, what do I know? I'm just an ignorant Trump supporter, right? But I digress. All right, man. So look, I love y'all, man. Like I said, we got to move forward in this world. We can do it. I know we can. You know, I work with anybody and I work with everybody. You know what I'm saying? The game is there. You don't have to pay nobody $19.95 for the game, right? Whatever you want to know. You want to know about houses. You want to know about cars. You know, hey, because I'm telling you, I got plans in the making, man. And this is how you being works, right? So I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but me, my dream has always been to be an over-the-road truck driver, right? So now I'm coming to this part in my life, right? I can continue on a path that I'm going, right? Playing it safe. Or I can take a right and follow my dream, right? I can. Not on that right, I can veer back to the left and go straight again, right? Because what I'm planning is I'm going to get my CDL license. I'm going to. That's in the making right now. Because today something happened and it was just a miracle. I talked to a guy. He gave me the number for a guy who was like, yeah, man, I'll work with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll work with you. I'll make sure you get your CDLs. All right, cool. And, you know, since I'm on his straight path, he was like, I know you're going this route and you want to go this route, but just give me some time. Make the right, go back straight, make the right, go back straight, make the right, go back straight till we get you the license. I'm like, all right, cool. Gave me a nice price and everything. So I'm about to do it. I'm going to jump. I'm going to do it. Hey, whatever happens, happens. If I win, I win. I lose, I lose. I have a gambling gene, and anybody know that? My grandfather was a gambler. You know, he probably still gambles to this day. But I'm gonna do it, right? I'm gonna put in my mind, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna make the time, make the classes, whatever I gotta do to get this CDL license, so I can start this chapter of my life, right? And I'm starting kind of late, right? I am. I'm not gonna lie, because by the time I'm 55, so that's probably in another 10 years. I plan on, like, I'm not gonna be working hard at all in another 10 years, right? I'm not. But that's the path that I'm about to take, right? So once I learn that game, and if I'm able to accomplish this, believe me, I'm gonna pass all the knowledge that I have from this to somebody. Like I said, man, just hit me up. I don't mind telling you what I do. But you got to also realize is that I don't waste my time. Now, time is the most valuable thing that anybody has. Like, when you go to a job, they pay you for your time, right? And just so we clear, this is not my job. This is just something I do. So don't waste my time because I'm giving you the game for free. Now, once you make it, the only thing I ask is that you put somebody else on. It's just that simple. Now, if you do want to, like, say, hey, I pay you for your time or this, hey, no problem. I will accept it. And 9 times out of 10, I give that away. And that's just the type of person that I am. Because also today I was thinking, man, I have done a lot of free things for people. Like, came on my own pocket to do things for people. And, like, I don't know if they ever say thank you. I don't know. They probably don't, but... And I can tell you, most of them don't. They just keep going on with their life. You know, hey, oh, he gave me this. I'm good now. I can go. You know, my life's going to be on hold for a month. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it is what it is. That's from the heart. And I'm not going to take a picture with a person when they're down and say, hey, look what I done. Nah, that's not my style. But, man, we all can make it, man. It's a simpler formula. It's simple, real simple. It's going to require discipline. You're going to have to, you know, if you don't need it, don't get it until you get what you want, right? Or you get what you got to get. It's just that simple. But, man, I'm not going to hold y'all up with me rambling, man. I love y'all, man. Remember, love your neighbor the best you can. Speak to your neighbor. They don't speak back here. You did your part. At this point, man, protect your family the best you can. Love your family. Why they still here? Because one of my homegirls just lost her grandmother. And I'm talking about this lady here was so sweet to me, man. Like, oh, man, I love this lady. Like, I haven't cried in a while, right? But I read it on Facebook, and I was like, man, it was like the first time in a while that I actually got a little choked up, man, because like after my grandmother died, I had to go to therapy, and you know, and I took some meds, and the meds suppressed my fucking feelings, and I'm not gonna lie, it's like I haven't cried in a while, man. So it felt good to be able to get some tears out. And man, you know, this lady was just so sweet. She reminded me of my grandmother so much because, like, when I used to go see her, she was just so, like, her house was so welcoming. She was just so welcoming. Like, she never, like, you know, treated me any different. You know, she was just always the same, always sweet, always kind to me, man. So, you know, man, hey, man, enjoy your people while you're here, Enjoy them while you're here, man. But like I said, man, I'm not gonna hold y'all up, man. I love y'all. Remember the positive energy, man. Whatever spiritual being, higher power you seek, man, that's getting you in the direction that you need to go. Hey, keep it up, man. Don't let nobody stop you from doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody mess up your energy, you know, because they may not believe in what you believe in. Hey, man, keep doing what you're doing. Believe me, somebody watching, man. And also, one thing I gotta say before I go. If y'all listen to this podcast and y'all see it posted on Facebook, it costs you nothing to share it, right? It costs you nothing to share, right? And I'm a big supporter of sharing people content. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's the Facebook algorithm fucking shit up. But if I post a podcast on my Facebook, just hit share. Hit like, hit share. That's all I ask, man. That's it. That's all I ask from y'all. And if you want to know anything about houses, cars, whatever, hey, hit me up on Facebook. You can comment on they got a way you can send a question on here or whatever, man. Just don't be left in the blind, right? Because I'm the type of dude, I do trial and error shit. So from my fucking trial and error, you should be able to be a success. Right? Because I don't mind jumping. I done jumped before and I got bruised and I got fucked up. But one thing I know, as long as you keep the higher being involved, you're going to succeed. Now, you can give up and let the devil take over, you're going to fail. But me, man, no matter what, no matter how much rain pour on my head, no matter how wet I get, I'm saying thank you, God, for this rain. Thank you, God, for this happening. Thank you, God, for this breaking. Thank you, God, for making me, let me make this mistake. Because I learned from this shit. I learned from it. And that way, what I done messed up, I can tell you not to mess up. But I love y'all, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Man, thank y'all for listening to the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report. Love y'all.